Scripture readings today will be Genesis 11, verses 1 through 9, and Acts 2, verses 1 through 21. The Tower of Babel. Now the whole world had one language and a common speech. As people moved eastward, they found in a plain in Shinar and settled there. They said to each other, "Come, let's make bricks and bake them thoroughly." They used brick instead of stone and tar for mortar. Then they said, "Come, let us build ourselves a city with a tower that reaches to the heavens so that we may make a name for ourselves. Otherwise, we will be scattered all over the face of the earth." But the Lord came down to see the city and the tower that the people were building. The Lord said, "If as one people speaking the same language, they have begun to do this, then nothing they plan to do will be impossible for them. Come, let us go down and confuse their language so they will not be understanding each other." So the Lord scattered them from there over all the earth, and they stopped building the city. That is why it was called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of the whole world. From there, the Lord scattered them all over the face of the whole earth. Acts 2, verses 1 through 21. The Holy Spirit comes at Pentecost. When the day of the Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like blowing of a violent wind came from the heavens and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard their language being spoken. Utterly amazed, they asked, Aren't all these who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hear them in our native language? Pathans, Medes, Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, and Cappadocia, and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt, and parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them declaring the wonder of God in our own tongue. Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, "What does this mean?" Some, however, made fun of them and said, "They have had too much wine." Peter addressed the crowd. Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice, and addressed the crowd. "Fellow Jews and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These people are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will see dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pull out my spirit in these days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned into darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved."
We hear your voice, all-powerful Creator, and we share the teachings of your Son, Jesus Christ. We feel the breath of your love in the Holy Spirit. And so as we gather today to celebrate with gratitude the fact that you are always with us, might our listening be acute and our understanding be complete. Amen. So it's Pentecost Sunday. It's why we have everything decked out in red. Red is the color that is signifies, hello, it's Pentecost Sunday, and we're going to welcome the Holy Spirit. It's a time when we can teach and talk a little bit about the Holy Spirit. And as Don read the story from Acts, we could analyze it for hours. I could expound upon, well, this theologian says this is what happened when that group was gathered and they all understood, even though they were different cultures and different languages. I could tell you, you know, theologian A says this and theologian B says this and theologian C says this, and you've all heard it before on Pentecost Sunday, I'm sure. I'm not going to do that today. I know that breaks your heart, but I'm not sure that we will understand it any better if we present all the sides. I'm not sure we're going to know why they had fire on their heads. I'm not sure we're going to know anything more than what the Scripture tells us. They were gathered together in one place. Hey, just like us. Cool, huh? A sudden sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven. Well, think about it. As I sit here quietly waiting for you to arrive, it's very quiet at first. And then the sound starts to build as you begin to arrive, one and two and three at a time, and you're chatting with each other, and you know, Dave or Larry are working on getting the sound up, and we're actively getting the communion out, and we're making sure the bulletins are passed, and the activity level comes up and up and up and up, and the noise comes into a crescendo. And I know it's time to worship. I know the Holy Spirit is here because you're all here, and that noise is here. And it's just loud, and it's so much more animated when you join us here in the sanctuary on Sunday mornings. Monday through Saturday, it's very quiet in here. I come in here to sit and enjoy the quiet sometimes, or to pray. But on Sunday morning, we have a Pentecost every Sunday morning. That crescendo builds because you're here. That gathering of people, it allows us to feel like we belong somewhere. It allows us to feel like we're joined with others. That you're safe here, that you're among friends. And just like the disciples, and the other people staying in Jerusalem, we come from all over. We've lived other places. We've all lived different lives. We've had different journeys. We have different backgrounds because holidays we celebrate because our families originated from different places. And yet, on a Sunday, we can pray together. We can sing together in one voice, understanding one another, worshiping in love and refilling our depleted buckets for one more week's journey coming up. See, for the disciples and those God-fearing hundreds who gathered, they're all together feeling the same Spirit amongst them, feeling what we would call in Hebrew, ruach, the breath of God, is the word that's in the Bible. They're feeling that ruach. When we come on Sunday mornings, we get that feeling of oneness, that feeling of community, that feeling together that we can be here and be different, but yet be welcome, be loved, be focused on the teachings of Jesus Christ and the prophets. That we live together in love in this community. Now, we all know it's difficult to communicate with some people. Some people are just hard to communicate with. Some have challenges that make it difficult. They're too young. They're too old. They're deaf. They don't speak the same language. But think about a time when you connected with someone, even though you didn't speak their language. Feels good right here. I was in the airport in Dallas one time, and there was a woman who was deaf, and all she could do was sign, and we had no one in the area who knew sign language. And finally, we realized, get a piece of paper and a pencil, and we could figure out what she needed and what she was distraught about, and reassure her that her flight was on time, and we'd make sure she got on it, and everything would be okay. But we all felt so much better once we had bridged that gap. That's the Holy Spirit. That's the Holy Spirit traveling with you, working with you, helping you bridge that gap. That's what they're talking about in the scripture. It's about bridging a gap of communication with the help of the love of God, with the help of the advocate, that Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit travels with us. That's how God is with us. The gospel reading today is from John, and in this gospel reading, Philip is trying to understand, hey, God, how does this all work? Man, how do these pieces fit together? There's like you, God, and there's the Holy Spirit, and then there's this Jesus dude. How does this all work? I mean, I've been hanging around with Jesus, but I'm still trying to make this work in my head. So let's see what Philip had to say. He said, Rabbi, show us Abba God, and that will be enough for us. And Jesus replied, have I been with you this whole time, Philip, and still you don't know me? How can you say, show us your Abba? Don't you believe that I am in Abba God and God is in me? The words I speak are not spoken of myself. It is Abba God living in me. Believe me that I am in God, and God is in me, or else believe because of the works that I do. The truth of the matter is, anyone who has faith in me will do the works that I do, and they may do greater works as well. Why? Because I go to Abba God. And whatever you ask in my name, I will do, so that God may be glorified in me. And anything you ask in my name, I will do. And if you love me and obey the command I give you, I will ask the one who sent me to give you another paraclete, another helper. Remember, those are different names for the Holy Spirit. I will ask the one who sent me to give you another paraclete, another helper to be with you always, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot accept, since the world neither sees her nor recognizes her. But you can recognize the Spirit, because she remains with you and will be within you. I won't leave you orphaned. I will come back to you. A little while now, and the world will see me no more, but you will see me, because I live, and you will live as well. And that day you'll know that I am in God, and you are in me, and I am in you. And those who obey the commandments are the ones who love me. And those who love me will be loved by Abba God. I too will love them and will reveal myself to them. You see, this is the crescendo. This is the music rising to a loud and frantic pace. You have an advocate. You have someone who help you. The Holy Spirit will always be present and listening. The Creator, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus, and what He taught, they'll always be with you. You do not journey or work in the kingdom alone. You do not journey or work without tools or teachings. For if you travel with this community, you travel in justice and in love. And in verses 25 and 29, Jesus continues, this much have I said to you while I am still with you. But the Paraclete, the Holy Spirit, whom Abba God will send in my name, will instruct you in everything, and she will remind you of all that I have told you. Peace I leave with you. Peace I give to you. But the kind of peace I give you is not the world's peace. Don't let your hearts be distressed. Don't be fearful. Get up now and be on your way. And so it is. And so it is that we will take our peace. We will not be distressed. We will be reconciled with this community and have refilled our buckets to move forward out into our journey this coming week, knowing we are not alone. We are loved. And we can continue our work to bring justice and love, inclusivity, healing, and care to the world around us. Go now. Be on your way. Amen.